WSEL 664 mobile monitoring from Gross Field.
BRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile.
Good morning, Bob. This is WSAL 962. I'm just sitting here getting ready to exercise for the morning, so hope it's a nice day today. I didn't even look at the weather. What's up?
We're getting some much needed rain. Started about 2:30 last night, but not enough yet. A light drizzle this morning. Hopefully we'll get some more. We're definitely dry as a match up here.
I take it, I didn't catch where you were at. I think you said possibly Sheboygan then. I have a little place in St. Helens, but I'm down here in Dearborn right now.
Yep, I am here in Sheboygan County.
Yeah, I don't see any rain here in Dearborn yet, but probably it's going to be partly cloudy today, and that's about it down here. I mean, that's the biggest happening. I'm not too far from the airport, so I hear planes going over all the time. That's what I'm used to after about 28 years living here.
I grew up next to NAS Oceana there in Virginia Beach in the flight path, so, yeah, I can appreciate that. All right, enjoy your exercising, and have a safe, and you and yours, take care. WRZP 544.
Thank you. I will do some weights and stuff this morning, so tomorrow's cardio, and so I'm going to get going, and this is WSAL 962. Out.
WSEL 664, mobile monitoring, Trenton.
WRZD, Southwest, check it.
This is WSAN 777, anyone on the Flint Repeater?
Robert, is that you? 359?
This is Jay. This is me, yeah. This is Luca. And Hawaii said that the whole city is going to black out. And all the phones are out. And the whole city, I guess.
Is that all over, or just by you, blackout?
As far as we know, it's just the whole city right now. That Jesus said that the transformer blew. And the guy said that he's seen it blow and smoking now. I don't know. That must be a big transformer. It must be well lit.
Robert, good enough. You have a good day, Robert. WIUG 48, clear.
WRZP 544 for Boise County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Good morning, Bob. Dave, this is Kissinger, Delta Delta 439.
Good morning, Dave. Delta, WRCP 544. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, I heard you in there. I was giving someone else a chance to get in. And for some reason, I don't know, it's easier for me to say Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439 than WSDB 439. I got to think. I can say the letters and not think so much when I feel the phonetic spelling. Crossed up mind, I guess.
Do that, or like myself, I get that old man's disease. I can't remember squat, or my mind's occupied elsewhere, Roger.
Yeah, absolutely. I might have to start writing that down. That's sad.
Heartbreaking, I guess. Yeah, you certainly can't remember squat there. I typically have a pad next to me just for that very reason, and I am lapsing this morning. A couple of fires here at the house to put out this morning, but it's all good.
Yeah, Roger that. As long as the fires aren't big and they're handleable, might as well take care of them. I also have a notepad with everyone's call sign on there. You're top of the list, and Jack is number two.
Roger that. All small fires. Nothing to get excited about. They were handled in a mature and adult manner. Dealing with customer service and a broken piece of electronic furniture. Paid good money for the warranty. And then, of course, nobody wants to honor the warranty. But we got that squared away, like I said. So all in all, hopefully I get some antenna work to done today. But we've got rain on and off here today, which we desperately need.
Yeah, Roger that. Sometimes it's hard to get the companies to start seeing your direction when things go wrong, as long as you got it taken care of. As far as the rain goes, we had ours last night. I don't know if it's supposed to today or not. I haven't even checked the weather today. It's nice right now. I'm hoping it is that way. Take a little gander right now at the radar right now. You got a little bit coming through up there. That's about it. Looks like you're the lucky guy in the state for precipitation.
After that, we've still got a 30% chance here before 2 o'clock, and then 10% this evening. And then we're back into the, high 50s, low 60s for the rest of the week. And then Friday, we've got another chance to put in 90%, 80% there for some rain. Yeah, living a dream myself here, brother. All systems go. Everybody's healthy and upright.
Hey, Roger that. Looks like, it looks like the temperature's going to get back to normal a little bit. Our Friday is supposed to be rainy as well. 56 degrees. So I guess, as long as it's not mixed with white chunks of, precipitation, I'm pretty cool with that. Next week, another flirt with the 70s until we get back down to the 50s again. But, upper 50s, I can take that.
All Yeah, we can live with that kind of weather all that time. All right, my brother. I'm going to get back to my honey-do list here. I got company coming over to help with a couple of antennas this morning. Hopefully we'll get them finished up. Get wet. Always a pleasure. We'll do it again, I'm sure. Have a good one. WIGP 544. Claire, monitoring on your final, sir.
Roger that. I was going to ask you, what kind of antennas are you working on? Are they wires or beams or what you got going on up there?
Hear that. I picked up a Icon AH 710, 80-foot long antenna wire there. And then I picked up a who is it there? DX, what is it? S1011, single band, full size, rigid guide pole. What is it? It's what, 32 feet long itself. And I'm going to mount it on its own tripod there on top of the shack with a rotor on it.
Okay. So what band are you transmitting all this stuff on?
Myself and the Freebander. I'm still trying to get my ticket punched. Oh, and I also got a set of serial four-element Yagis up that I'm returning soon and on the horizontal. I spend quite a time listening. I have several ham radios. Got quite the shack anyway. Still working on getting my ticket points there, but mainly I listen.
Yes. Sounds like you're going to hear everything. I've got a shortwave radio in the radio room with the wire going all the way around the room. That's about as I don't have anything outside yet. But it looks like when you do punch that ticket, you're going to be rocking and rolling right off the bat, aren't you? I still have to put mine together once I do get the. I'm on the last two sections of my testing right now, and then we get into taking actual quizzes that are 35 questions long. All right, I'm gonna let you go. Good luck with the antenna work. Sounds like you're gonna have one hell of a station up when you get the ticket. Holy smokes! All right, take care. 7:30. We'll talk at you later. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439, Dave in Flushing. Clear with the tip of the mix, Bob. Frequency clear.
Roger that, Dave. Roger that. Yeah, we've got a tower up, GMRS antenna up. It looks like a regular antenna farm here. But 100% disabled veteran with a pretty bad PVI there. I started looking into handyman. I'm going to talk with the fellas down here at the Gaylord Club and see if they can get me to help get my ticket punched there. I studied with a couple other veterans and we'll get it. We put our nose to the grindstone and we'll make it happen. Dave, you and yours be safe down there and have a good rest of your day, sir. WIZP 544, monitoring your frequency.
WSEI 783. Mission complete. Copy.
WSEI 783, base to mobile. I copy. WSEI 783, base to mobile. You still there? WSCI 783 to station 392, copy. WSCI 783, clear.
WRVW 572, Gene, are you there? WRVW 572, Gene, are you there? One more time for Gene. Are you there?
WSCI 783, mobile to base, copy.
WRVW 572, try one more, Gene. WRVW 572, mobile in Indian River.
WRWS 53, monitoring. Hey, Redbeard, are you out there? It sounds like the repeater
is picking us up, but it's not hearing us or not retraining us.
Repeaters operating as intended. WSUA 42 mobile.
Oh, that's a good idea. Can you hear me? So it sounds like the repeater is down, like it's picking up the transmit, but it's not resending it over 467.
What system is that guy trying to use?
This is WRPT 829, and I'm trying to hit the Detroit repeater 625.
If you're going to Detroit repeater, you're coming through it just fine. Because you're making it up to the Tennessee County repeater, which they're linked. So, as far as the other guy, could he have his settings backwards? It sounds like he might be talking on the output of Detroit repeater.
So I was talking on the Detroit repeater just the other night, and it seemed like it was working okay. And now I got my son here, and we're trying to test his walkie-talkie to see if it's set up right. And then all of a sudden, the repeater's picking me up like it's not retransmitting it for some reason. So I think maybe the repeater has got a glitch tonight.
And you got your offset for 5 megahertz in the proper direction.
Yeah, 467, what is that, 65. And I didn't switch anything from the other night. The only thing I'm figuring, the repeater should be rebroadcasting on 462. It doesn't seem like it is.
If it wasn't, you wouldn't be hearing Travis right now. So the repeater's working fine. You're just desensing each other. You're too close.
That was my next one. How you doing, Brad?
Oh, never dull or boring.
Look at that. Running down the road with a heavy load. Following a convoy of gravel-dripping dump trucks.
Okay, because the walkie-talkies are close, you think they're too close to use the repeater?
These are fine.
I didn't catch you, Brett, but yes, you had two boats together defensing each other. That's why repeaters have duplexers, so they can be about 100 dB receive separation. In fact, it can. And having two walkie-talkies or a walkie-talkie to mobile, they're too close together. And if he has like 5 watts, he might go wander off about, go get about 30, 50 feet away from you and try it.
Okay, well, I'll try that. Thanks for the advice. I didn't even realize that was the thing. But, let me try that.
Yeah, when you use crappy radios, they have really crappy front ends, and if you're standing next to each other, they'll just desense each other.
I learn something every day. Thanks for that.
Come on, I had a drawer full of those both things, Brad. A whole drawer full of them. I've actually been working on some Motorola's. Hey, let me ask this one. I got an M1225 LS. Have you Have you figured a way to get them expanded modes beyond two? They were a cutback version made pretty much for just the repeater market.
The LSs were trunking, but they only had like a few conventional channels in them.
I'm trying to find an article, I thought it was on Repeater Builder, about how to get rid of the trunking section, and the radio will open up and act more like a 8-channel max track conventional. But I got a whole bunch of weird stuff dropped in my lap. I had 3 Moto Turbo UHF machines and a bunch of other stuff. I think they're 8400s.
Well, there you go. Good old 8400, you know, although we're starting to get more SLR 5000s and stuff, so it's going.
Raise those 8400s, you got to pull the transmitter and flip it with the receiver, reprogram them. So the transmitter is nuked, but the receiver's good, they're the same radio.
Oh yeah, if the transmitter modules worked on one, yeah, you get one free flipper.
Well, I'll watch my cans then, because I'm going to do that cans. I bought one of the nano DNAs, but it doesn't go down far enough in decibel detection. It only goes to about 60, 70 decibels. I need to get down about 112.
I've got a signal and a HD,
that's what
I use. Some people like their
little
NOVNAs, but
I
use something bigger.
They don't have an admissible range. I wouldn't say they don't have enough divisions to get down so you can accurately pinpoint your frequencies that you're trying to notch. It's really annoying. And there's this other Chinese deal for $100 that's on eBay and AliExpress that is a spectrum analyzer that goes down there, but there's no instructions, and it's that little thing that looks like an old HP voltmeter. It's got a small display in the middle of it, and poorly labeled buttons that's blue, monochrome.
Gotcha,
yeah. I don't know.
I really like my
Signet.
I really like the Signet.
It's
really nice.
Those are about $1,200. I might probably get one of them. I was looking them up on AliExpress and two different kinds. And I know you guys aren't working now. Get further apart.
My Signet was around 2,500 with the options that I got. It wasn't 1,200. It was 2,500 or 3 grand. I forget. So, but I got it loaded and tracked in the obviously with the tracking generators and all the other stuff for it.
I think I'm looking at the base model. I probably do want to get it loaded, because it'll be that time when I don't have it loaded when I want to do something and I can't. I'm painfully doing stuff the old-fashioned way as it is right now. So, I was almost going to use a HT and a tone generator and a watt meter to void the frequencies, but I don't know. How much hair did you pull out at one time?
The BRP 678. Yeah, you're gonna have all the fun toys to play with these to do it right.
Yes, we're on day 2 of the MSP Customs and Courtesies program with the Waymaster. The commercial motor carrier folks. so. Let's see, why, 842. I'll give a break there to see if these two guys down there are figuring out their HTs yet. Flat packs that are quote unquote 100 watt rated UHF 5 max plus capable.
Absolute junk. Don't even bother.
I just thought about. Been reading a ton of stuff and watching a ton of stuff about them, but they have an extremely high loss. And, I think the 100 can only get 40 watts out of.
Don't put them at a real power site. Don't. They're junk. They work great for like little truck repeaters and things like that, but I got one or two in the garage on the dump, on the little antennas for the test machines, but they're just junk.
My eyeballs out for some of the, I can't remember if it made it, was a decibel or what, made a little four-pack cans. They were only about 8 inches tall, and they were squares. Well, rounded squares.
For UHF, you want band pass, band rejects. Some good quality cans. TXRX, BB products, you know, any of those. But band pass, band rejects.
Same cans are going to be the most expensive part of the project.
Yeah, the data of finding cheap UHF duplexers for 250, you know, good duplexers for 200 or 250 bucks are becoming pretty hard to find nowadays.
I even thought about trying to make it out of duplexers. What are you doing for duplexers on your 6-meter system? That's another thing I got is bunch of military surplus equipment, PRQs, transceivers, but I got a green beanie special forces repeater that come out of, well, I don't know if it came out of Vietnam, but it was built to go to Vietnam. Worked with two PRC-25 kits, but I figured out where I'm going to get a set of HVAC ducts to build in the can.
Our 6-meter and 10-meter repeaters are all split sites.
Okay. So, that reminds me, I could do that too. I was going to do it on my property, put one on one corner of my property, put one on the other corner of my property, and set them up with Cat 5 going between them. And have a transceiver, which, you know, at each end. COR in the middle of a little hut, but I don't know. I got other things to work about, and I'm getting right close to this project, so I'm gonna dump my proverbial load. So I will catch up with you later. This is WSLA 842 right here from the press.
Yeah,
WRP
678.
Hey Travis, this is Todd, WRWS
538. Todd, how you doing?
Well, I got you and Fred both listening. I've got two radios at Quashang that you got, and I've got a TID radio here with the same antenna on it. Tell me if this one's better. So this one's better.
The one that you said the second time, this one's better. It has a little more turbo to it.
That's that FID radio I was telling you about. I bought another one. I'm trying different antennas on it to see which one works the best. Are you going Saturday to Trunk or Treat?
Be there if you can bring your paperwork, but I got to drop my load. I got to get on the site up here. I'm hauling gravel for right now. But, yeah, I'll be there.
I'll bring that paper for you, and I'll have it there. So I'll talk to you later. WRWS 538 out.
Take care, WSUY42.
WRGD 706, monitoring.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544.
WIUG 488, go ahead, Bob.
Afternoon, Jack. Checking in with you. See how your day's going, brother.
So far, so good. How about you? I just came outside, and I'm talking on PYT, the one for ISS. Over.
Roger that. I wanted to check in. I hope you enjoy listening and making some contact.
We'll do very soon. I was listening to them this morning and this afternoon, but now they've gone somewhere else, so. Roger.
Do that. I copy them as well, except not on the equipment you do. Roger. All right, well, like I said, I was going to do antenna work, but we got rain on and off, and it's a bit windy here today, so I started cleaning house, so I'll get to them antennas tomorrow, roger.
Here's that, Bob. A little bit of cloudy here. The sky is cloud. And a little bit of wind blowing. Over.
Roger that. We're currently at 48, and we're going to get some more rain, which we need. So that's a good thing. And then we're looking at a low of 29 tonight, so she's going to get a bit chilly.
Yeah, you're right, but you got to cover those vegetables if you like. I don't know how much more you have. I have a few here, which is jalapeno and green pepper, and some tomatoes. Over.
Look at that. Better half hit the garden clean here, oh, I'm going to say 4 or 5 days ago. So, yeah, we've harvested everything we've got, the artichokes, the tomatoes, the spuds, the beans. Oh, you name it, she pretty much harvested. Yeah, the garden's all cleaned up and ready to plant for next year, so we're good to go there. But I got a bunch of rose bushes and bushes here I might go ahead and cover this evening.
Hi, Bob. Good talking to you. I got to get on the lawnmower and clean up those leaves. I have a lot of leaves here. I got three. I haven't, not all of it came down yet, but it's turning like orange and red and yellow. Over.
Roger to that. I invested in a blower years ago. I got more trees on this 2 acres than you can shake a stick at, so I appreciate where you're coming from. Be safe. We'll do it again, Jack, and take care, sir. WRZP 544. Player monitoring on your final.
Hi, Bob. Good to hear you. You take care, and you have a good day. I'll talk to you later anyhow. WIUG 88. N-H-R-A-N. Oh. E-R-W-G.
Welcome. Load. Welcome. Shadow load. Thank you.
modulation, WRZP 544.
Entering channel mode. Channel mode.
Sad part is they're no longer even embarrassed by their incompetence.
Afternoon, 5:50. WRZP 544.
How you doing, Bob? You'd think these people want to know how to operate their equipment. Oh, man. That's the problem with $5 radios. You get $5 operators.
I concur wholeheartedly there. Mama always told me to pick up a book, Roger. Anyway, I'm going to pick your brain on antenna bombs.
Heading on antenna what? Antenna, I catch that last one.
Antenna bombs. Static dipole antenna.
Not sure I'm familiar with that, but maybe on the description. I got your number from... I just haven't had time to sit down and give a call, but I will do that. I'll give you a buzz. I don't know if that's what you wanted to talk about, but either way, you can tell me what that is, because I don't recognize it.
They're at it again, so yeah, no rush. I haven't even unpacked the antenna, brother. We'll do it again, Sean. Be safe. WRZT 544, clear monitoring.
All righty. Catch you later. WRUU
85. Maybe the dingo ate your baby.
Welcome.
Up. WRBY 660 mobile.
Station 660, go ahead.
Is that Jack?
Sir, how you doing today?
I accidentally toggled off. Was that Jack?
This is WIUG 488.
Jack, it's Dakota. How you doing?
I just came from outside. I was raking those leaves and put them in the bag, and there's no end to them. Over.
I know how you feel. I don't miss doing that. I don't have a single tree at my new house, which is kind of a bummer, but yeah, I do not miss doing leaves in the fall.
Well, that's good, Dakota. that's good anyhow for you. Over.
Yep, you picked a good day to do it, though. It's gorgeous outside.
I was out there about 3.5 hours ago. And I just, you know, I got tired and I just came back, and there's still plenty of them out there. Over.
Is your yard fenced in?
Big front yard and big backyard too.
I used to blow all mine into the fenced in part of the backyard right by the street, and then get them all in one pile, and then I just blew them all once to the sidewalk where the lovely DPW of Armada would come once a month.
Lucky they don't do that here.
Do you burn them or bag them?
A lot of time I bag them, and sometime I crush them, then bag them.
How many bags do you think you go through a year?
About 20, 25, sometimes 15. With a crush one, it go about 15.
Yeah, you do have quite a few leaves then.
I got one master tree that threw everything in right in the front yard, and plus the neighbor's trees too. Over.
Yeah, they're not even really falling off the trees yet, are they? I'm looking around right now. The fall colors are changing, but I don't see a whole lot of naked trees yet.
I don't know, but over here it is, because I guess it's a different situation or a different wind blowing. Over.
Trees are probably confused because it's 68 degrees at the end of October.
You're about 100% right. They don't know which way to go, left and right or up or down.
I'm just as confused. I walked out with a hoodie on, or not a hoodie, but like a pullover on this morning and turned the heat on, and then now I've got my air on driving home.
Is that the new one, Dakota?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Sean.
Hello, Dakota. Hello, Jack. Okay, cool. Yeah, glad you got it. I did end up picking it up at some point. It's pretty straightforward, but you know that by now. Yeah, I was on par with a 2 and 300. Just needed to find the right one. There you go. Okay, I just wanted to say hi. Go ahead, Jack.
John, take over if you want, because I got to get something to drink.
That's okay. I just was passing by, and I heard Dakota in there, and I just wanted to ask him the question. I'm in the process of cooking something.
All right, no problem. Go ahead, Dakota.
All right, John, I'll catch up with you. And, Jack, go ahead. Grab your drink, man. I'm in the truck for a little bit, so if you want to throw your call later, I'll be monitoring, testing out a new radio, so I want to see if I can run this all the way to my house now.
Congratulations on your new radio. I got one here, 9600, it's 50 watts, and I just want to do. It hasn't been programmed yet, but very soon it'll be programmed. And I think I'll do better from the DB20G out.
Yeah, right. So yeah, get it programmed and get your drink, and if you're around in a bit, I'll talk to you.
At that other station said Jack.
Yeah, this is Robert down in this. They found out what the power was. The problem here in Wyandotte. Do you want to know what it was?
I don't, Robert. What was it, anyhow? That big bomb he said this morning.
A squirrel had a suicide mission. He got into the substation and some transformer stuff.
I see what you're saying, Robert. All right, Robert. Just give me a few minutes, I'll get back. WIUG 48.
WRK 39, with the other side.
Are you still out there? Station 660. Dakota, are you still out there?
WSBS 36, can I get a mic check, please?
WSDJ 347, go ahead, check.
WSSE-595. Radio check.
WRVG-374. Station was for a radio check. I was able to hear you. There was some static in there, though. WSSE-595. Thank you. I am testing out the new antenna. Alright, yeah, there's definitely some static in there. I don't know if you're on an HT or how far you are from the repeater. You're coming in pretty good, definitely readable, but there's some bacon frying in there.
WSSE-595. This is Sean. I am calling from Ypsilanti. I'm 32 miles from the repeater on a 5-watt handheld on a J-pole strung up in a tree in my backyard. So I'm pretty stoked that I can just hit the repeater and be legible. Thank you.
Well, then, with all things considered, you sound fantastic. That is a pretty good connection you got there.
WSES-772, mobile monitoring. 772, got you in Flat Rock.
WRZX 218, we're listening.
Go ahead, 218. What's happening?
All right, Jack. We're just taking it easy. Too many leaves putting in bags today, over.
I was out there. I just came in about an hour ago. I was raking. Put in the bag, rake, put in the bag, and never finish up. Then I said, then I got thirsty, so I came inside and grabbed something to drink. Then I haven't been outside yet, and it's still coming down, those leaves.
Copy. It's the same crap every year. Sit down. 5 minutes later, you can't even tell you did it.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right. Over.
Roger that. I didn't hear any activity this morning at all. Did you?
Not today. Last night that was open. The 600 was open. In Ohio, on 625 came in. About three stations.
Copy that. We'll see what happens overnight.
Orlando, sounds like that 600 repeater. It always opens up around 8:45. Over.
Copy. Okay. We'll check it. We'll see you tonight. Because it's, I think it's supposed to be clear. I don't know. I haven't checked the weather.
Only one thing, those leaves in here on this outside, they're coming down really good. but not quite. Over.
Roger that. Oh, believe you me, they're coming down. And that big maple tree, them leaves are big as your hand.
So what you do all day, nothing? Listen to the radio and rake the leaves, correct?
Roger that. Yeah, my handheld went dead on me in the shed. I had to bring it in and recharge it. So I didn't talk to anyone when I was outside because it didn't have enough juice in it, over.
I mean, those handhelds, they never had enough juice in them. Whatever you do, when it's a couple talking and they have that, always.
Roger that. Yeah, but it's got a stock little battery in it. I think, I don't know, 2400 amp or probably less than that. It's probably like 18 or something. I don't know. I got to look. Doesn't hold a charge very long.
Yeah, you know what? Let me test that new radio. Just give me a couple of minutes. See if you can hear me out that way. Because I'm on the base station right now. On DB20G. Over.
Okay, copy that. WRZX218,
standing by. Station 28, WIUG 48, copy.
Yeah, you're coming in real good. Are you on it now, over?
Yeah, I'm on it right now. It's only 5 watts. Let me go on 10 watts and I want to see how that sounds. Over.
All right, go ahead. We'll be standing by.
All right, how about now? Now I'm on the 10 watts. Is there any difference?
About the same, just a little bit more hissing in the background on that. You'd probably be fine on the lower power, over.
Yeah, this thing is a good power radio. And now I'm on 5 watts, and I'm inside the house, over.
Copy that. Yeah, that sounds about the same. So you're doing fine on medium or low power, 5 watts. I was on high, 50 watts. I turned mine down to medium now. I'm on 10 watt medium, not the higher 20, just 10. That's all we need. Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that Mount Clemens repeater, it's a good repeater. Over.
Copy that. Yeah, there's a station there in 572 or something, and it's laying there on his handheld 5 watts. He was making it. He was making it on his J-pole. I heard him in there. Did you? Over.
Yeah, that station 595 was. I heard them too on a J-pool, but you know what they say? Not always J-pool works good. Sometimes they don't work. And I had a few people, they did have a J-pool, but they had them inside the attic. Over.
Yeah, Copy that. I just said he was outside, so he's doing it. So he's about 5-6 miles more west of me. I'm right on the county line here, and I can hear him pretty good.
WSFD 595, this is Sean Owen Ypsilanti. I'm the fellow with the J-pole, about 25 feet up in the tree on a handheld 5-watt. I've got the coax coming all the way down through my window, and real happy to be connected to these repeaters. I've been listening the last 2 weeks trying to come up with a plan to reach out 32 miles to that repeater. Over.
Well, copy that. Well, you're doing a fine job there. I can hear you. I'm on the Detroit repeater myself. I'm on the Wayne, Washtenaw County line, just east of you. Yeah, I'm about 30 feet up with a omnidirectional ground plane antenna on the old flagpole. But yeah, you're sounding real good. That height is helping you too, I think, there, Roger.
I'm down here at 75 in Eureka, running the opposite Detroit repeater, and Gypsy's coming in loud and clear. You and Jack out there are actually sounding much better now that you've dropped your wattage down. I was getting some pretty bad breakups in between there. WSES 772, copy.
Copy that, 772. Yeah, I forgot I had it on high. I had to turn it down. Didn't need all that wattage.
Yeah, at first I thought it was something here on my end getting a bad receive, and then both you and Jack cut the wattage back, and all of a sudden it just cleared right up. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Copy that. WRZX 218, and we're still listening.
Yeah, you're sounding good. You got a very clear audio. I forgot your cosign or your numbers. Anyhow, you really do sounding good here, but the other guy with the J-pole, okay, he's got a little bit of background, the way I hear it. He goes, just a little bit. Over.
I was hearing a little bit of that under hiss as well, but again, it seemed it was the distance. Period. WSES 772.
WSFD 595, Sean and Ypsilanti. I'll be monitoring for a little bit. My ribs are ready, so I'm going to be having supper. Over.
Copy that on the ribs there, 595. Have a good one. Talk at you later. WRZX 218. Standing by.
Hi there, Randall. You take care. And that 595, you do have a little bit background noise, like just like that. And I don't know if you know that or not. Maybe because you're on the 5-watt radio, I don't have no idea what that is. Or that J-pole. Anyhow, good to hear you guys out there, and good talking to you. WIUG 88, Rochester Hills.
Roger that, Jack. All right, we'll probably mess around on here later, see if it opens up or not. Talk at you later. WRZX 218, and we're clear, standing by.
WS-438 for listening.
Are you kidding me?
The Chris Young Channel, WSEO 470 Resistance.
WSDI 847 WIUG 48 copy.
WSEU 202. Hell yeah, we got it.
Station 847. Station out there, 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
good. Should be good. He said to him, and I'm going to send the friendly one.
WSFC227 radio check.
This is Chris in Bay City. Can anyone hear me? How do I sound? Radio 1, 2, 3, 4. Stephen Bay City.
Radio check, WSFG585, anybody?
This is Steve.